Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Healthy Gut Podcast with Rebecca Coombs, the place where you can learn how to achieve a happy, healthy gut. Here's what's coming up on today's show. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 96 of the Healthy Gut Podcast. Now, today's episode is a little different, and it is also on my YouTube channel. So I do recommend that you go and take a look at it there because you actually get to see the faces of all the lovely people that are on the episode today. So if you don't already know my channel, head to YouTube and just type in The Healthy Gut and you'll find the channel. I've just completed my Living Well with SIBO 5-week challenge, and it's been incredible to watch all of my participants go through and really get to experience so many of their aha moments with them. I put this course together because I've had so many requests from people from all around the world to support them through their own recovery and to learn to live well with SIBO, which can seem like a really daunting task, particularly when you're in the early stages, or even if you've been dealing with this for a while, but you just haven't been able to get good symptom control and feel like you're on top of things. So I've collated the last 5.5 years of all of my knowledge gathering and information gathering from all of the work that I've done and condensed it into a 5-week program. And so these participants have just gone through it, and I wanted to get them together to really hear about why they joined the program and why they might think that you should join the program as well. The exciting news is that I've decided to run it again. So if you missed out on joining my Living Well with SIBO 5-week challenge the first time, the good news is it's back. Hooray! And you can sign up. If you've been struggling and you're looking for just really kind of logical, practical tips on how to live well with SIBO, then this is the course for you. But don't take my word for it. Listen to these people who have just completed the program, and you can hear why they joined and why they think that you would benefit from joining. Now, if you're interested in signing up, the link is in the show notes, or head to thehealthygut.com and you'll see the information there to sign up to the challenge. But do hurry. You've only got 1 week to sign up. Because we're starting the course again very shortly. So don't delay, because once it starts, I actually close off membership sign-ups because I have everybody go through at the same time together. So here we go, guys. Here is some really interesting input and feedback from my members who've just completed the Living Well with SIBO 5-week challenge. I'd love to hear from each of you what prompted you to actually join the Living Well with SIBO 5-week challenge.
I think because it's been a chronic thing for me probably for the last 4 decades. And I've successfully managed it over the year, and I've had 2 rounds of rifaximin and vancomycin. And I've had surgery in the meantime and have been on opioids and a few other things. And so I've subsequently had a major relapse. So I decided I needed a little bit more impetus to get back on the wagon, so to speak. So that was my impetus.
Yeah.
So it's been great to do that and just to feel supported in that process again. Because, when you're on your own, well, I mean, you're still living in a relationship, but on one level you're still on your own because the other person doesn't have that and they don't really fully understand what it's like to be inside this body.
That is so true. Yeah, only we know what it's like to have to deal with these issues, and it's so nice to have others that know what it's like, to feel like we're not so alone.
Absolutely. So I thank you for that.
Zoe, I'll ask you, what prompted you to join the challenge?
When I got the SIBO diagnosis, it was like a, oh my God, I'm not crazy feeling, because even my partner of 6 years had sort of tentatively, carefully suggested to me that perhaps my vomiting all the time was all in my head, which made me pretty enraged, because obviously, but then I started to consider like, oh my God, you know, maybe I have a psychological disorder that's making me sick. Maybe I'm making myself sick. And so when I got this SIBO diagnosis, I was just like, ha, thank you. Like, I felt so validated for just feeling sick so much, because I feel like it's been ruining his life as well as mine, just dealing with being nauseous all the time. And so I went looking for SIBO cookbooks, and I stumbled on your SIBO cookbooks, and then I stumbled on the Healthy Gut, and then I saw that you were doing a 5-week challenge. So that's how I got here. And for me, when I have something going on with myself, I tend to be like a hyper researcher. And my poor husband has to hear all my research. And so for me, the allure of a group was really strong, to talk to other people who are in the same position, who, and someone like yourself who has done so much research and has put it all in one spot for the rest of us. And just really having a support network of people who understand, because even though people in my family and stuff try to be supportive, like, I'm sure they just get sick of hearing about it. And hearing about my every single meal out with me anywhere, it's like an issue to eat anything. And I just started feeling like a real drag, and it was really starting to contribute to poor mental health. And it just felt really appropriate for me to find a bunch of people who've experienced the same thing, to sort of validate that I'm not crazy, and that this is something that can be faced and dealt with. It's been really beneficial for me, even when I don't, you know, message anyone on the Facebook group, just knowing, like, not that I want all of you guys to be suffering too, because I wish you weren't, but just knowing that I'm not alone and I'm not crazy has been really, really helpful.
Well, I too have dealt with this for probably about 40 years. And I have every test that every GI doctor could think of. And finally, I said, you know, I've got to go out on my own. I've got to try and find out what this is. And I happened upon your site, and I started reading, and I went, wait a minute, there's something that's clicking here.
All right. So I must admit, I'm not working at the moment, and I have more time. So I've been noticing more emails, and you popped up in my email, and I've been on and off with SIBO for many, I'd say for a few years, but I've just got this period where I can work on myself. So it was like, yes, fantastic. Let me get in there. This is what I need to do. And so I was actually going to go back to my other naturopath, but decided against it. And I've joined this just to real curiosity in terms of what it was about, you know, like what, I mean, I have a health background. I feel I know stuff, but it's always good to know more, if that makes sense. And I think the SIBO stuff is so complex, and I always think you go in and you always learn, you come out knowing more. So if that makes sense. So that was my kind of Kickstarter, and that's when I went, oh yes. And so I literally just saw it, and then I thought I applied and joined within an hour. So there you go.
Oh, that's great. I think sometimes it's about the timing as well. It's just the right time. You're ready to do something like a 5-week challenge. And so tell me about your reasons for signing up and joining.
I had told my naturopath that I wanted to be healthy by spring. And of course, SIBO didn't always cooperate. I've been dealing with it for I don't know how many years now, probably 4 intently. And I had the time also, but I also had just taken 2 other courses. One was on getting happier, and I knew that my stomach wasn't happy. So I thought, maybe this will give me some of the clues I need to find out why. And I really wanted to see what you had to offer, because I've read a lot of Alison Seibecker's stuff, and yeah, Nirala. I've followed both of their diets and done a whole lot of stuff, and it just, there was a missing piece. And I thought, oh, this is 5 weeks, I can handle this, and this sounds like fun, and you're just a great personality. I just, you look so excited, and so I thought, this is good.
Well, that's good. Thank you. And like, I just love doing this, and it's really been born out of my own experience 5.5 years ago, where I just felt so alone and isolated. Like nobody knew about SIBO, it seemed, back then, and it definitely wasn't the support there is now. And I've just been so compelled to help others because I know how much better I feel today, even though I've got, you know, this relapsing situation with my gut allowing the bacteria to keep forming because of all of those adhesions I've got. But I still feel a million times better than I did. So, and I just thought, nice. You know, if I can feel better and still have quite a chronic, complicated case, well, then other people can feel better. And maybe I can help share what I've learned along the way with others that it might help them. So I'm really glad that it,
glad you did.
That my positivity has come through.
Yes. Yeah.
What would you say the kind of key highlights are that you take away from doing the 5-week challenge?
I really liked having all the information in one spot because in every other source that I've looked at, it sort of encompasses one thing, like maybe the anxiety or maybe some recipes. I feel like, especially for somebody who, not everybody is inclined to read every single scientific journal that's ever been written. And I think that most people aren't. And so it's just really helpful to have all the information in one spot in a way that's really user-friendly. I think it makes it so accessible and it's just gonna reach a lot more people that way.
There was so much information and it gave me the power, the inner power to, I'm gonna go out there. There's gotta be somebody else out there.
One of the things I've actually really enjoyed, Mary Ellen, with your experience with the 5-week challenge is actually watching you go from a place to where you are now. And now, when you emailed me the other day and let me know about the support that you've lined up for yourself, I'm actually so excited because I feel confident and I really have hope that this will help you be able to regain some confidence in what you can eat and what you can do and really start to get on top of this, because you've been dealing with this for a long time and you've really, really been struggling with some of the symptoms you've been dealing with. So, you know, it's really exciting for me to see that in just these 5 weeks that this has given you the impetus to make some investigations and find some new resources. And I really look forward to seeing how that all pans out for you. So well done, because you've had to go and do that work. I'm not doing that work for you, but you've gone and done that. And that's a really great outcome after the 5-week challenge from my perspective.
I think one thing that I really liked were all the different people that you brought in that supported the whole thing, that you could actually see that their knowledge is important and that you could really work with them if you wanted to too. That kind of surprised me, because lots of times people who are in that situation don't have time to work with people. So that was very good. And, you know, you went over so much information and I found new things with everything you gave us.
The other stuff though, I'd say with that though, there would be things that you have said that have been like, I call them little nuggets, you know, like they're little and you go, oh yes, of course, oh yes, 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 and you go away and you learn that and you'll relook at that and come back. But I think that's one of the really strong points of this, is that you give so much information and people can tap into it.
One of my intentions with breaking it down into daily posts was to try and break it down into kind of, pardon the pun, digestible bits of content so that it wasn't so intense. Whereas if I just did it all as one huge email or document at the start of the week and then said, there you go, that's what we're doing for the week, I felt that would be really overwhelming. One thing I wanted to ask all of you was, you know, I put a lot of information out there. I mean, I really kind of went, here's all the things that I've learned over 5.5 years. And I'm conscious that it was a lot. And I ask, was it too much? or whether you know, you feel that it was enough. Because what I don't want to do is contribute to overwhelm, because it's a real thing. We can get so overwhelmed. And most of the clients that I work with are very much type A perfectionists. They want to do it all. They want to read it all. And I don't want to then add to the overload. So maybe just tell me whether, you know, is it enough? Is it too much? Is it not enough? What do you think? That's a good question, hey. I've got loads more just like this coming up after this break. We'll be back in a moment.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One thing I wanted to ask all of you was, you know, I put a lot of information out there. I mean, I really kind of went, here's all the things that I've learned over 5.5 years. And I'm conscious that it was a lot. And I ask, was it too much? Is it enough? Is it too much? Is it not enough? What do you think?
Well, I didn't feel overloaded at all. I found it very useful and very concise as well. So there wasn't, you know, like you have to read a whole encyclopedia to get, you know, a couple of tidbits of information. It was all, you know, dot pointed and right there. So I loved the way you've done that. So that was great. And just being able also to talk to, you know, online to ask questions right at that moment when you're talking with someone else has been really helpful as well in getting, you know, a response.
Zoe, how did you find the volume of content, volume of information?
Not overwhelming at all. It was totally perfect for me, but I'm a more information rather than less information kind of person. So I couldn't really speak to anybody else on that because I literally have read every scientific journal ever written about SIBO now. And I have like a thesaurus and a dictionary out so that I can understand all the scientific terms. And even my naturopath is laughing. She's like, wow, you're the world's leading expert on SIBO now.
And then just to finish up, and I'll go around to each of you. If someone was talking to you and they were saying, I don't know, should I join the 5-week challenge? What would you say to someone that's considering participating in another round of it?
Yeah, join.
It can't hurt. And it's, you know, it's such a supportive atmosphere.
Yeah, it's, but I also think the word challenge, like for me, I just joined up straight away and went, yeah, okay, I'm into it. It's actually more than a challenge. For me, a challenge can be like an exercise or a diet, something quite physical, whereas you're opening up a whole world of information and knowledge, and that's the challenge. And I didn't quite grasp that until I kind of got into that. And maybe because I hadn't done enough research beforehand, but I think that's another selling, like it's another selling point, so to speak.
I would definitely recommend it. I'd also perhaps ask them how far down the journey they are with their SIBO diagnosis and perhaps what they've already done so far. And, then sort of say, well, you know, join this group and you know, reinforce what you've been doing and get that extra support because it is. It's quite a lonely sort of thing to have to go through on your own and having, you know, other people out there that are experiencing the same things, I think would be beneficial. Mm. So, yes, definitely I would say to join in or at the very least have some one-on-one coaching with you, which I've recommended a few people already and I think they've, you know, had a lot of benefit out of it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Sometimes it's good just to have someone that you can just have that conversation with that totally understands what it's like and
yes,
can help point you in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely I would suggest it. And I actually have a couple of friends who They say that they are like my pain twins, and I'm like, pretty sure you have SIBO. one of them is actually, so I've recommended to her too. I've already recommended this group. I said she should go get a diagnosis first. And then I think a couple of people who have heard about this SIBO journey that I'm on, they're now like, oh, that's what I have. Give me your recipes. Give me your books. And I'm like, you should really get tested for it before you try this diet, because it's not always easy. So yeah, I would recommend getting a diagnosis and then getting your butt into this 5-week course and getting all your cookbooks too.
Yeah. Well, the cookbooks definitely make life easier when you're handed that protocol and you're like, what do I eat?
Yeah. My first naturopath literally handed me a sheet with like 10 foods on it. Was like, good luck. I felt like someone dropped me off on a deserted island. I was like, what? So I found myself a SIBO gut specialist, and he's been just immensely helpful. But, you know, the cookbooks have really helped me too. And he's a very validating doctor. You know, as anybody with SIBO can attest to, there's so many times when you leave the doctor's office and you want to cry because they don't know what you're talking about. I've been to every GI, every specialist. I've had cameras down my throat, up my bum, poked and prodded. And everyone's just like, well, sorry. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just see you in the emergency room every 6 months when I have a really bad flare up and feel like I'm going to die for real. And so being like really seen and heard by somebody who believes you and has all that knowledge is just so invaluable.
I think that is an absolute key phrase, being seen and heard.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important. And that's what Natalie Crutterton did for me when I, you know, stumbled into her clinic and burst into tears, because for years I had not been seen or heard. And she totally validated how I was feeling, and that it wasn't all in my head. I wasn't a crazy lady. There was actually a problem. And that first SIBO diagnosis was just such a kind of hallelujah moment to actually have a name for this thing that had been controlling my life for decades. Yeah, it's so nice to have someone go, I believe you, and let's get to the bottom of it. Mary Ellen, what would you say if someone was talking to you and they were considering joining the 5-week challenge?
I would tell them to do it. It's cheaper than a flight to Seattle, which is where I was getting ready to go because they were the only people that knew what SIBO was. So I said, yeah. So would I tell somebody to do it? I would say yes. But approach it like school, like you're going to school to learn something. Don't just sit there and lay back and don't do anything, because you've got to participate to get this thing working. And afterwards, share it with your doctors that don't know. And I know it took me a long time, but once I found out what it was like, I don't have to be like this anymore.
How have you liked it?
I've loved it. I have loved it. I've really enjoyed it. It's really, it's actually really energized me. I've really enjoyed the seeing the aha moments of the group. I've really enjoyed being able to help people and help point them in the right direction, or just share things that I've learned along the way that I know help other people. Helping connect people with good practitioners is also really good. Yeah. So Alison's with Natalie Crutterton.
And she's such fabulous, like such high level, top notch, like amazing practitioners. They're unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. And I purposely, because I want people, if I'm going to introduce a practitioner to the group, I want them to actually be good, because too many people have spent hours, what, years of their life with practitioners that perhaps aren't the best fit, who don't perhaps know enough about SIBO and gut issues, so that they never really get off the merry-go-round. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. And have a wonderful rest of your day. Alison and Sue, have a great rest of your night.
Thank you for inviting us to do this.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. I hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'd love to see you in the Living Well with SIBO 5-week challenge. Just click the link in the show notes to find out more about what the challenge entails. I also did a podcast on it, so I've linked to that as well, so you can hear more about what's included in the challenge. If you've got any questions, of course, you can always email me at rebecca@thehealthygut.com, and I'd be more than happy to answer your questions about what the challenge entails, whether it's right for you, etc. And don't forget, as always, you can get the show notes from today's episode and the transcription and all transcriptions from season 3 of the Healthy Gut podcast when you sign up as a member. It's free to join, which is great. All you need to do is sign up at thehealthygut.com/podcast. Look forward to bringing you next week's episode. You've been listening to the Healthy Gut podcast with your host, Rebecca Coombs. To learn more about the Healthy Gut or our podcast, head to thehealthygut.com/podcast. We would like to thank Red Lemon Productions for the production and original music score of this podcast. To find out more about their services, head to redlemonproductions.com. The Healthy Gut podcast is a production of The Healthy Gut. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.